The Gemara Masechet Sukkah Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph quotes a brisa. The brisa is being brought by the Gemara, where the Gemara is attempting to use this brisa to answer the question that was asked: does the halacha of esrig and the halacha of what is considered a treifa by an animal travel together? And the Gemara quotes a brisa that says, Toshma, esrog tefuach, an esrog that's swelled up, seruach, that's decayed, oikovosh, or the esrog is preserved, sholok, if the esrog is cooked, kushi, if the esrog is black, loven, if it's white, umenumer, or it's padded, apostle, all of these type of asrogim apostle. So here clearly the Gemara is teaching us that Bryce is teaching us, and this is the halacha as it's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tov Reish Mem Ches Sif Tes Vav, where the Shulchan Aruch says, Nofel of Mayim Betolosh, if water fell on an esrig when it's not connected to the ground anymore, v'tofach, and it's swelled up, oisorach, or it decayed, oishukovosh, or if it was preserved, b'choymetz, in vinegar, oimavoshel, a menumer, and all these situations, it's possible. And in fact, I saw that Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach in the Halicha Shloima on Sukkos and Perik Yud Sifkot and Chabez says that we know that many fruits and vegetables have different chemicals and disinfectants and put on them to prevent them from getting ruined. And he discusses that why shouldn't we now have a problem that our esrog is considered kovosh. And he answers that since they're only sprayed, these different things are only sprayed, and then they could be rinsed off, that isn't something considered that it would make it be considered apostle esrog, that it would be considered kovosh mavosh. There's a very famous Chassam Sofer, which the Chassam Sofer, based on this halacha, that an esrog hakovosh, says the Chassam Sofer, that this is in his Tshuvos on Yerideya, Simen Pei Aleph, paskins the Chassam Sofer that many people, in order to keep their lulavim, the hadasim, and aravos fresh on Yontif, so what they do is, after they use them, they put them into water. They'll put their lulav with that dasim and aravis into a pail of water. And if you put them into a pail of water, you have a problem of kavush. And therefore, says the Chassam Sofer, so during Yontif, it's not really a problem. Because if today is Monday, it's the first day of Sukkot, and I take my dalaminim, and then I put them into water when I come home from shul, as long as I don't keep them there for 24 hours, I don't have a problem of kavush. But what happens if on Friday during Yontif I come home from shul, I finished having used my dalad minim, I put them into water, and I'm not going to use them till Sunday morning, and Sunday morning is much longer than 24 hours since I put them into the water. This creates a situation of kavush, and therefore says the Chassam Sofer, if somebody Erev Shabbos during Sukkot indeed put his lulav, hadasim, and aravis into water, he should get a goy on Shabbos to take them out, because if you won't take them out, you're going to have a problem that your lulav, hadasim, and aravis became possible, as the Gemara just taught us that kovish is possible. And the Ksav Sofer, his son, and the Shalos Tshuvos in Eruchayim Simon Kuf Chaf Beis, has a very long tshuva with a very long discussion supporting his father's position that you're not allowed to leave the dalaminim in water. The Pischei Tshuva in Yoyredeya, Simon Pei Zayin, Sif Cotton Yotes, quotes this Chsam Sofer, and he asks a question on the Chsam Sofer. He says that our Gemara is speaking about an esrig. An esrig is a food. By a food, says the Pischei Tshuva, says our Gemara, that if you accomplish your esrig, it's possible. But when you're not speaking about food, the other of the Dalaminim are not foods, says the Pischei Tshuva, where does the Chsam Sofer take that kavush would be a psul? And what makes the question even stronger is that the Gemara quotes here a braisa. The Shulchan Aruch, as we read it a moment ago, paskins that by an esrig kavush is psul, but we don't find by any other of the Dalaminim that the Gemara or the Shulchan Aruch should say that kavush is possible. If the halacha is that kavush is possible, why isn't it mentioned? So actually, there's a very interesting point that's brought up. If one looks up the Beis Yosef in Simen Tov Reish Memhei, the Beis Yosef in Simen Tov Reish Memhei quotes an Orchis Chaim in the name of the Ramban, who says, and these that the words of the Ramban are Hadas Varova, Shekovshin or Sholkan Lurfua. If somebody was Kovish or Sholuk, a Hadas Varova, Psul, the apostle. So here we have a very explicit Ramban, where the Ramban says that indeed Hadas and Aravas apostle. So if anything, and the Farshim make this point, now the Chsam Sofer becomes extremely relevant, because the Chsam Sofer is actually not, this is not a psak of the Chsam Sofer, it's a psak of the Ramban that the Beis Yosef is quoting. To the degree that I saw something we rarely find in halacha, that the Stei Chemed in Mareches Dalaminim Simen Beis Ois Beis, and the Sefer Emek Bracha, very famous Sefer written by Remartcha Pomeranchik, quoting the Chazon Ish, say that it's wrong, and that the Girsa in the Ramban is not Psulim, but the proper Girsa in the Ramban is Ksherim. Fascinating that they take a Ramban that the Beis Yosef is quoting, and they turn the Ramban totally around. And in fact, I saw that the Sefer Abaras Aminim HaSholim says that now they found the original manuscript of the Ramban, and then the original manuscript of the Ramban, indeed it says Psulim, not like the Chazon Ish and the Stei Chemed tell us to change the wording of the Ramban. So we have here a very fundamental question that is very common. May one take his lulav, his adasim, and aravis, and put them in water, and leave them in water for more than 24 hours, and then be able to use them? Because you'll have a problem that it's kavush, as the Chsam Sofer, and the Ksav Sofer, and actually the Ramban teach us, or not. So perhaps in order to be able to discuss this question a little deeper, we need to first understand two questions. Our Gemara, as we began this year, said, we quoted the Gemara in Masechta Sukkah, Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, about Esrig HaKavush. And if we look in Rashi, when Rashi speaks about Kavush, Rashi says, B'chaymetz or B'chargal, that was preserved in vinegar or chardal. And the same, and the question is, we know that there are two ways of doing kavush. One is, and the same, the Shulchan Aruch, as we read a few moments ago, when it spoke about kavush, it spoke about kavush b'chaymetz. So the question is, we know, whenever we speak about kavush and halacha, there are two ways of accomplishing kavush. One is by preserving them in kavush, and the fact the halacha is, like the Mishnah Berurah here, says that when you kavush b'chaymetz, you don't need 24 hours, it's enough that you have it in there for 18 minutes. But as the Shaar HaTzion immediately points out, that's if it's a very sharp vinegar. And I saw that the Paiskim say that a sharp vinegar means that it bubbles when you pour it on the ground. Any other vinegar is not considered the chaymetz, that as soon as the esrig is put in there for 18 minutes, it's considered kavush, and those vinegars would have the din of water. But the interesting question is, if kavush could be accomplished, both when you put the item in vinegar, where there indeed the halach is that you only need to have it there for 18 minutes, or in water, where there halach is 24 hours, why does Rashi only mention kavush b'chaymetz or b'chardel? So the Magen Avraham says that, of course, the Gemara doesn't only mean chaymetz or chardel. The Gemara means even in water. And just that the halacha will be different, that, and the reason, says the Magen Avraham, the Gemara spoke, Rashi spoke about b'chaymetz, because b'chaymetz, as we just said, you only need 18 minutes, and after 18 minutes, it's already considered kavush. But of course, if it was put in water, and it was kept in the water for 24 hours, that too would be considered kavush. So says the Magen Avraham. Very big chiddush. The Gemara doesn't speak about water. The Rishonim don't speak about water. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't speak about water. Magen Avraham says it means water as well. Furthermore, I saw from Yosha Ben Soloveitchik, he makes a very interesting observation. We know that throughout Halacha, there's a concept of kavush k'mavushal. As we said, that if something is kept kavush, it's considered, the Halacha considers it k'mavushal. We also know, throughout Halacha, throughout Shas, there are two words that have a similar connotation, but are not identical. There's a word called kavush, and there's a word called mevushal, and there's a word called shaluk. The difference between kavush and shaluk is that mevushal and shaluk is that mevushal means that it was just cut for a small amount of time. Shaluk means that it was cooked for a very long time. So Yosha Ben Soloveitchik makes an observation. We began this year, we're quoting the Braisa that speaks about Hilchos Esrig, that says that it was kavush or shaluk. Ask Rav Yosha Ben, if kavush in halacha is considered like mevushal, so why does the Gemara say that the esrig that's shaluk is posel? The Gemara should have said that the esrig that's mevushal is posel. Because if kavush is posel, so too mevushal is posel. Because as we just said, kavush k'mevushal. So why does the Gemara speak specifically about shaluk? The Gemara could have said kavush and mevushal, and it would be a bigger chiddush. Shaluk means that it was cooked a lot. Mevushal means that it was only cooked a little. So shouldn't the Gemara have said that even if it's just mevushal, it's already posel to be an esrig? Why did the Gemara speak about shaluk? So all of this really speaks to the most fundamental question in understanding this halacha: if an esrig hakavush, why is an esrig hakavush posel? Which will also, obviously, because the esrig that's kavush is not something that we typically have, but an esrig betalulav hakavush and the other minim that are kavush are something that happen much more often, because that's the way most people keep their esrogim, the lulavim and hadassim and aravas fresh, and according to the ksav soifer, like ksav soifer, they're prohibited. We need to understand why is an esrog a kavush pasul. The Bekura Yaakov says the problem is that an esrog that's kavush is no longer a hadar. However, others say that the reason is that an esrog that's kavush gets ruined. It's no longer an esrog. And that perhaps could be the machloikis, that could be the difference between esrog and the other minim. If we'll say that once something is cooked, once it's kavush, which we know kavush, as we just said, it's kavush, it's cooked, it's no longer what it started off being, so therefore, an esrog hakavush is possible. And the same thing would be by the other minim, because they're not what they started off to be. If we say, however, the problem with an esrog hakavush is that it's not hador, that could be it's only by an esrog, not by other minim. And now we can take that one step further. If we say that the problem is that it's not what it started off to be, it makes no difference if it was kavush in water, or it was kavush for 24 hours, or it was kavush in chaimetz for 18 minutes. In both cases, it's not what it started off being, and therefore it's possible. And if that's the case, there won't be a difference between the esrog and the dalam minim, and the other minim. And the ksav soifer, the ksav soifer, will be correct. However, if we say that the problem of the esrog is that it's not hador, so only an esrog becomes not hador when it's pukavish. That doesn't necessarily affect the other meanings, kashrus, by being, if they were kavish or not. So now, we could understand. If we'll say that it's an issue of mishtana, that this isn't the esrog that we started off with, and it's clear if one looks in the ksav soifer, that that's the ksav soifer's understanding of the problem with kavish, then the halacha will be that it will be the reason that all the minim are possible, and the halachas that we say around what is considered hador or what is not considered hador, what makes an esrog hador, what makes an esrog no longer hador, will not be relevant. However, if we will say that it's connected to the issue of hador, then all the halachas of hador will apply. Actually, I saw the Rav Avadya Yosef in the Sefer Chazon Avadya on Hilchas Sukkah, quotes the Ksav Soifer, says that one should l'chatchilo be machmer for the Ksav Soifer, but then he says, and this is what the Paiskim all say, if one keeps his lulav, his adasim and aravos in water, you have a number of hatayim. And let's review them. Number one, we have the words of Rashi, and we have the words of the Shulchan Aruch, that it's only in chaimetz. And it's very understandable, because maybe only chaimetz has that ability to make it no longer be one of the original minim. Water wouldn't be a problem. And there are actually rayas that kavush k'mavushal in water does not make it to be considered entirely cooked. So number one, if it's only kept in water, which is obviously the typical case, we have much less of a shy. Number two, if we go back to the Ramban is speaking, and there's two points that we need to make when we learn the Ramban. Number one, the Ramban says, Hadas oyarovo. So the Ramban is only talking about Hadas and Aravos. The Ramban is not talking about a lulav, although the Ksav Soifer is talking about the lulav as well. Number two, the Ramban adds a very interesting word. He adds the words lirafuah. And the Paiskim debate, what does the Ramban mean by adding the word lirafuah? The simple explanation is that what the Ramban is trying to say is, when he adds the words lirafuah, the Ramban is trying to tell us that That was the purpose why people would typically be kaivish something. But it's interesting to note that some want to say what the Ramban means, that when it's done l'refuah is because it was put into vinegar. That's how they prepared medicine. But if it's not put in l'refuah, it's not a problem. Furthermore, as I was starting to quote, the Chazon of Adya says that Rashi's opinion throughout Shas, and that may be an explanation of Rashi here as well, is that kavush is never in water. So even if you leave something in water for more than 24 hours, it's not considered kavush. Rashi's opinion, he says, is that kavush is always in chametz. So even if there would be a problem of kavush by the lulav hadas of arovis, it's not if you put it into water. Furthermore, he says, there are opinions that even if you'll say kavush is even in water, it has to be in water for at least 3 days, not 24 hours. So if you have that, if you don't have your lulav and adasim and arovis in water for 24 hours, for 3 days, only 24 hours, so the Rav Avadya Yosef says, now we have a sfek sfeika created, is that considered kavush? First of all, we don't know if there's a problem with kavush by the lulav adasim arovis. Number two, maybe kavush only means in chaymetz. Number three, kavush maybe only means when it is in water for 3 days. And so therefore, we could be maker. Furthermore, kavush would only be if you put the entire lulav into water. But if somebody's just putting the lulav into a pail of water, where the bottom of the lulav is in the water, or even part of the lulav is in the water, but not that the entire lulav is submerged in water, so that clearly isn't considered kavush, because the definition of kavush is when the item is completely submerged into water. And therefore the Paiskim all seem to say the lechatchila one should not keep the lulav hadasim ravus in water for more than 24 hours, but b'diavad, if you kept it in water for more than 24 hours, especially given all the other points that we've made in our shir, one could probably be more lenient. So, as we've been saying in our shir, when we think about kavush, we don't really think, even though the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch, when they speak about kavush, they speak about an esrig, we don't typically think about an esrig when we think about kavush. We typically think about kavush, as I just said, by the lulav hadasim v'rovus, which the way they're kept fresh. However, there is a very serious discussion amongst the poskim regarding kavush by an esrig as well. Why? Because let's say somebody's concerned that he won't have an esrig. So what he does is, he has a very nice esrig this year. The question is, can one put that esrig into the freezer and keep it there in the freezer for an entire year, and you'll have your esrig next year? Many poskim discuss this question. Rav Moshe discusses this question actually twice. He discusses it in Orach Chaim Chelek Aleph Siman Kuf Pei Hei, and in Yerudei Chelek Beis Siman Chaf Aleph. And actually, Rav Moshe, in speaking about this question, speaks about two issues. He speaks about the kavush issue, which is also the issue that many other poskim that we'll mention in a moment discuss as well. And Rav Moshe says, keeping something in the freezer where it's not submerged in water, even if we're passing like the Magen Avraham, the kavush in water is what also is considered kavush in our Gemara. If you're keeping it in water, keeping it in the freezer is not considered kavush. And so too, did I discover the Shailu Sechuva Shevet Alevi in Chelik Aleph Simen Kuf Ayin Vav says the same. The Shailu Sechuva Ber Moshe in Chelik Zayin Simen Nun Beis says that it's also fine. He says, again, because he's so concerned that it shouldn't be considered submerged in water, he says what you should do is, if you're going to keep your esrog in the freezer, keep it in a plastic bag. And he says, even though the Ramah in Simen Tov Reish Mem Ches Sif Aleph paskins than an esrik from last year is certainly an esrik ayovish, it's possible. He says that is not an esrig that was kept in the freezer. An esrig that was kept in the freezer is completely fine. And so too that I see that the shayos hatshuvos oz nidbru in chelik yud gimel simen lamed ches discusses as well. And he says that he did an experiment with an esrig that was kept in the freezer properly sealed for over a year, and it was fresh, and you don't have a problem of kavush, you don't have a problem of kavush. He says that one, and one has to know how to do this, should perhaps check the esrig by putting a needle through the esrig to make sure that it's still moist. But if you do that experiment and your esrig is still moist, it's 100% kosher. Interesting to point out, however, is what Ramesha also raises. Ramesha says that our Gemara, as we began our shiur today actually, discusses an esrig being, does an esrig have the same halacha as treif of an animal? And all the Mepharshim ask the question, what do Hilchas esrig and Hilchas treifa have to do one with the other? And the most commonly given answer is that a treifa, we know, is not an animal that's dead. The whole point of a treifa that we have throughout Shas is a treifa is an animal that cannot survive. It's not dead now, but it can't survive. Says, and the question about an esrig, is an esrig the same? What the Gemara means to ask is an esrig which is perfectly fine now, but it cannot survive and remain in proper shape for the duration of Yontif, is it a kosher esrog? Therefore, says Ramosha, that even though he says that there is no problem of kavush with an esrog that's kept in a freezer, but we have to make sure that if we take the esrog out of the freezer, it won't decay immediately, and that it can remain fresh for the duration of Yontif. Because if it will not remain fresh for the duration of Yontif, it may be in the same category of a treifa, which our Gemara doesn't paskin, but we have to go l'chumra, that the animal that's treifa we know is not kosher, and an esrog that can't survive should also not be used. But Ramosha in the tshuva, particularly in the tshuva in Yerudeya, says that one shouldn't be quick to make a decision that a camel can't survive. One should experiment. And he says even when one experiments, he can't use a different fruit as a raya to what will be the halacha by an esrog. And he has to experiment by keeping an esrog in the freezer for a year, taking it out of the freezer and see what it looks like 8 days later. And if it's still fine, then you can use an esrog that was kept in the freezer. Just in conclusion, as we said a moment ago, the Mepharshim asked, and trying to understand our Gemara, where our Gemara attempts to compare Hilchas Esrog to Hilchas Treifa, what's the comparison between Hilchas Esrog and Hilchas Treifa? So as we just said, a Treifa is an animal that can't survive. And since that animal can't survive, the Halacha considers that animal dead. The whole purpose, say the Mepharshim, of an Esrog is to be used to praise Hashem. As our Gemara and our Perek, in fact, teaches us about the Nanuim that were done during Hallow. Esrig is a vehicle to praise Hashem. And we know that the Pasuk says, Loi ha-meisim yahalu ka. So therefore, the Esrig can't be a mace, because mace can't be mahalo Hashem, and we take the Dalaminim, we take the Esrig, lahalo l'hoidois l'Hashem.